Good evening. This is the convening meeting of the PNB Personnel Committee, what date?
Thursday,
October 23rd. It's 5:36. We have quorum and are ready to begin. Madam, PNB Secretary, would you call the roll?
Yes, one second. Because I didn't have the roll in front of me. Sorry.
I could do it.
Okay. Todger Brown? Not hearing anything. Fred Dodsworth? Not hearing anything. Sally Geller.
Here.
Hi, Sally. Thanks. Julie Hewitt. I am here. Avalia Jones.
Here.
Avalia's here. Marianne Martinez.
Here.
Thank you, Marianne. Darlene Pagano.
Here.
Thank you, Darlene. Minerva Sanders.
Present.
Thank you, Minerva. Dennis Williams.
I'm here.
Thank you, Dennis. And Susan Young.
Here.
All right, so everyone but Darlene that I just called is a voting member, so that's quorum.
Thank you.
Madam Convener.
I was just going to say, let me introduce myself. I'm Darlene Pagano. I have been the Personnel Committee Chair for the last 2 years, and I was asked to open this convening meeting. We will do an agenda check and then
Madam Convener.
Does Pro Tem
Madam Convener?
Yes, Susan.
Darlene?
Yes.
May I just note that Serene Roberts is on the call.
All right. Got it. So the agenda was sent out only about 40 minutes ago. I do apologize for that. It became a much more complicated issue than I thought at 8:30 this morning when I started. So, things will get better on advance notice. So that said, looking at the agenda, I'm looking for approval of the agenda if that could happen.
Madam Convener, would you be kind to read the agenda?
That's right. Thank you, Susan, for reminding me of that. The meeting was to start at 8:30. It started at 8:36. We had a call to order in the roll call, and we are now on the agenda approval. 8:40, if we had started on time, we would select the pro tem chair and secretary for this meeting only. 8:50, discuss NDAs, making sure the committee, all committee members have a current one. 8:55, the current executive director employment contract will be distributed. It's not out yet, out and about. It will be distributed to everyone on the committee who has an NDA and that NDA to be on file with the PNB secretary. And this is an open session, but all future sessions in which we have to discuss the employment contract and any qualitative details from reviewers, that is money and responsibilities, et cetera, those will be in executive session from now on. We do not expect to have that be an item tonight. 9:00, review the responsibility of the personnel committee in the review of the annual review of the executive director. 9:05, we will look at the job description for the executive director and look at the slight differences that are occurring between the new, in effect, bylaws and the job description from 2021. 925, review the schedule for the process of the review for the 2026 calendar year contract with the ED. We need to have that done by the end of this year so that 2026 has a signed contract. 940, election and of chair and secretary ongoing for the personnel committee. And 950, review our assignments and set the next meeting to adjourn at 10 p.m. Thank you, Susan. That said, I'm open to hearing about whether folks approve the agenda, or let's just say first if there are questions.
Motion to approve.
Thank you. Are there any votes, objections to approving this agenda? Speak up now if you do. Okay, the agenda as written is approved. We need to select for this meeting a pro tem chair and secretary to serve until the election results come back from OPA vote, which will be, we'll get to that later, but it will be within the week. Do I have any nominations to hear on the chair of the personnel committee pro tem?
I volunteer to serve as the chair.
Susan, thank you. Anyone else have a nomination of self or others? Susan, you seem to be the chair pro tem of this committee. And then second for secretary pro tem of this committee. Any nominations, self or other? Uh-oh. Okay,
I nominate Sally Gellert, but I didn't check with her in advance.
Sally Gellert, would you accept the nomination to be secretary pro tem?
What does that involve?
Record keeping.
I guess so.
All right. You got your pen and pencil and paper and all that ready to go? Any other nominations, self or other, for secretary pro tem? Hearing no others, we have Sally Gellert as that nominee. Given that we have no objections or other nominations for Susan for chair pro tem and Sally Gellert for secretary pro tem, anyone object to by acclamation accepting those people as the pro tem officers? Hearing no objection, so be it. Susan and Sally are the pro tem officers for this meeting. Susan, do you want me to step aside now, or?
Yes, why don't I? I'm trying to set up both things on my screen, and okay. I managed to get there. And thank you very much for being the convener. And I am also asking you to be a resource to the committee ongoing, because you structured the initial process. You chaired the committee. When we started executive director reviews in 2022, you had a major role in conducting it in 2023. So, I think that, it's very helpful if you serve as a resource to us. NDAs. I believe Julie checked the NDAs, and I believe that we have them for all, but I think that two need to, and Sally, you don't have to write everything. Only the motions are needed.
Oh, unfortunately. All right.
So I'll work with you and help you. And I think frankly, there are a couple of us who have submitted them in the past. I know I submitted mine by text. I don't believe Julie has it, and will confirm that Darlene does, but I believe that everybody else on the call and the two who are not on the call, who are, Kaja and Fred, have them. We'll confirm that after this meeting. The current ED employment contract will be distributed to all. We wanted to wait until we had a confirmation about NDAs. And so I suggest that we take up the employment contract after people have had the chance to review it and at our next meeting. And that'll give us an understanding of what the results of negotiations have been in the past, for what the ED's responsibilities are, and what are compensation, and such things as, if she were to leave, notice, and that kind of thing. Responsibility of the personnel committee. The bylaws have not called for a personnel committee. And we have stood one up. There's been a proposal in the past to make the personnel committee a standing committee. But Article 5 charges the PNB with appointing, supervising, and discharging the foundation's executive director and chief financial officer, which we don't currently have, prescribing powers and duties for them as are consistent with the law and these bylaws and setting salaries and wages. We set up this process, first, I believe in 2022, and, have a detailed process that we can review and confirm that we are, still, consistent with it. The job description, there are two places that the job description lives. One is in the bylaws, and it is a bit different from what it is in the employment agreement. And I suggest that we do a side-by-side at the next meeting. I think at the time that the ED was hired, there was a lot of concern about restricting the ED's powers and authorities because there had been some disputes about that in the past. I wonder, Julie, you carried over from 2021 to 2022. Stephanie was selected in 2021 and her contract was negotiated and put in place in 2022. Do you recall any of the conversations around that?
That was, not long after, we'd had the problem with, we'd had an, interim ED for a few years. And prior to that, we had an ED who, closed down one of the stations, or not closed down the station, but turned it into a repeater temporarily, as it turned out. But nonetheless, the concern that a new ED would come in and maybe try to do something like that put some, you know, led to some limits in the executive director's authority that were written into the contract. It's a, but that was sort of one of the, I think, the biggest deal things that was different about the contract. I mean, otherwise, I think it was kind of a standard employment contract. I believe the original contract was for 2 years. And then, it's been extended since then. And then the only other thing I was going to say about that was, then I believe that there's, a little bit of a disconnect between what the bylaws say are the ED's duties and what's actually in the contract. And that's, not necessarily serve the foundation well, because I think it leads to confusion and, you know, it, you know, which is the overriding consideration. I mean, you know, certainly if I were on a contract like that, I would worry if there were things that I was allowed to do in the bylaws that I wasn't allowed to do in my contract. I'd, you know, operate with a certain amount of fear about those things and, you know, not want to violate my contract for fear that the, you know, board could then, you know, get rid of me because I'd violated the terms of my contract, even if that's what the bylaws say were part of my job duty. So anyway, so that's kind of the, but that was not a conversation that we had back in late 2021. And I'm pretty sure we would have signed the contract in late 2021. It's just that, you know, Stephanie didn't begin her position until, January of 2022.
Let me just add that each of the extensions has been, so she had a 2-year contract. Each extension has added the next year. So she stays with a 2-year period of time. Are there questions about the contract, understanding that it will be forwarded to you? Sorry, Julie?
I just wanted to add one other thing about when the contract gets forwarded to folks. There will be a redaction in the contract, and what will be redacted is Stephanie's home address, which is in the contract. And so, you know, just so people know, it's redacted, or when you get, you know, a copy of the latest contract, it will be redacted. And the reason why is because the world doesn't need to know where Stephanie lives. It's not an important consideration for, you know, how we review her performance.
Are there any other questions or comments about this agenda item? If there aren't, I would like to ask Darlene to describe the process that has been used for the last 3 years, I guess, that has involved a detailed questionnaire. And why don't you go ahead, Darlene, about time frames, who the questionnaire goes to, what the compilation looks like.
All right. And I wrote that all out for myself. And only now am I smacking my own head saying, why didn't I write it out and add it to the agenda for everybody else? But I will do that. I will make up for that and send this out. But let me go over it. We do what's called a 360, meaning 360 degrees, review, meaning anyone who is in a, who deals significantly enough with the general, the executive director, who is in a position to have reliable information about how her work is done and the consequences and all of that, is asked to be part of the review. So, the PNB is the body that supervises the, executive director. So the entire PNB becomes part of this review. everybody on the PNB is going to get the review materials and is expected to return them. And it is in the bylaws that the PNB will do this. So all 24 PNB members are part of that group. On top of that are her direct reports, the general managers, the engineers, the admin, which pretty much is, and bookkeeping, which has pretty much just been one person, but that may be a little bit different this year. There may be other people that are working, at the national, or with the national office. Other direct reports are like the director of the archives, and not that they're a direct report exactly, but the affiliates, general manager, Ursula Rudenberg, as well as, of course, the, affiliate directors who are on the PMB. So like that, everybody who works with her because of their job and the structure of their job. But then there are also, and this is up to Stephanie to notify me, and she is putting that list together. Well, excuse me, notify us. And she is putting that list together, which is who else, that, isn't in a professional relationship with her, for their job. Who else has she worked with this past year whose opinion we should solicit? So she'll be giving us those. So that's 360. That's everybody all the way around, her position who would be able to, do a review. So that's coming from Stephanie. Stephanie also does a self review, and she does it very early on in the process. So anything that may be, I don't know, things happen. So if anything that gets brought to her attention or questioned or whatever, anybody who talks to her about things they shouldn't talk to her about, before any of that happens, we want her opinion, her evaluation of herself. So that is also on the way. But as soon as we have had the election, which should be within the week, or the election results for our permanent officers, we should get underway with getting that reconciliation between the job description that we've used, but is not any, you know, it's not anywhere, but it is a version of the job description. The job description, going all the way back to Stephanie's hire, had 30 different points in it. And it's the 30 question, list, but it doesn't really have any legal, standing, like the bylaws do. So we just have to make sure the job description, review, has all the bits that the bylaws call for. So that needs to be justified within, I'd say, a week to no more than 10 days, because we should start this process. Everything should be in everybody's hands on Monday, November 3rd. And this is an aside. I say that because it takes a while to do. As it says somewhere in all of this, there are going to be over 35 reviewers, easily in practice 40. So that's a lot to compile, and it's a lot to get back from people, you know, that all 40 people are going to do this, you know, in ship shape order. No, it takes a while to get everything together. So we should start on November 3rd, because we want we want in the beginning of January, the new calendar. We want to have a signed contract with Stephanie for her understanding of what her job is. We don't have to have it signed because otherwise she's in limbo, because her last contract covered this year and next year. But each year it's best to have it signed that as to what everybody's agreeing to, what they have to do, what they're responsible for, you know, what their understanding is of Stephanie's performance. So there is that. And I have to say something, which, because it keeps happening, for those folks who haven't heard this said in PNB meetings or, in, broadcasting the committee, on WKPFTX, we have two different calendars in Pacifica. Corporations can state to the IRS and to the government what their year is, what their record keeping year is, when they're going to start their record keeping for a year and when they're going to end. And then that has a lot to do with when their taxes will be due and such as that. Pacifica has a fiscal, because it's about money, has a fiscal year, calendar from October 1st to September 30th. Is that what we said? September 30th of every year. So right now in October, we are actually in the first quarter of fiscal year 2026. So we are already in 2026 as far as our bookkeeping goes. Then of course there's the calendar year, January 1st to December 31st, where, you know, most of us order our lives around, around a calendar. So, the hiring started on in the beginning of January, whatever the first working day of January was. So her contract, or any ED's for us, contract is on the calendar year. And in the calendar year, it will be the 2026 contract. Right now, everything to do with, and I'll only say it one more time, anything to do with our finances, revenue, all of that, we are already in 2026. So a reporting year. So there you go. All right. So we want everything. We want Stephanie to be signing by the first working day in January. And that's what, and so we are on a pretty tight, schedule here. Years past, we've started anywhere from, the beginning of September to the beginning of October. So we're behind, but we can do it. All right. That said, everybody gets a packet, who is going to do a review, gets a packet, which is the instructions, the confidentiality assurance. This is different than an NDA. People are going to be talking about, for many of them, their boss. And they are obviously wanting reassurance that this is a confidential interaction. So we promise complete confidentiality. As we go along, I'll let you know some of the things we've put into place to make that happen. But there has been no leak, no breach for the past couple of years that we're using the little system that we set up. And we will hopefully be building the confidence of the staff that we've proven that this is a confidential review and they will be at all times anonymous. So everybody gets their packet and the countdown starts for them to fill everything out and send it back. We use a system that's mostly coding. It's more numeric than anything else. It's a value system, like 1 through 5. That's probably about 2/3 of what we look at for the review. But 1/3 of it is we ask for commentary. We call it the narrative part. And we capture as much as we can of that literal feedback that people give, not just, you know, it's not a report card entirely. So we want to hear what people have to say. Sometimes people make comments. Some people make suggestions, often very, very good because the comments are about, you know, their work and they should know. And, we go from there. So it's mostly, a value grade, because that's what works, but it's just not this item number. That's not it. We want feedback, and we do collect that and we do share it among the, committee and share it with Stephanie. Then, when they start coming back, let's see, where are we then? We begin tallying. Now, the tallying is not done by one person alone. We have a history of a lot of paranoia, suspicion, aggrievement, in the PMB. Some of you may remember that. So there have been, hopefully responses to those issues that are reassuring. And one of them is that as we get the responses back individually, they are collated into, a whole packet, the whole Megillah, and nobody alone transfers the individual responses into the group response. It has to be done at least in a pair. 3 is best, and they become little working groups to do that work. And that's to alleviate the idea that somebody could fudge what they're putting on the compilation page off of the individual pages. So that becomes a group effort, but not the whole group at the time, at least pairs work together, over Zoom. It works fine, or it has worked fine. The other big responsibility of the PMB in this is that every PMB member has got to get all their other station directors to fill out the report and send it in. We have had huge gaps in returns sometimes on these things, and it's always PNB members that are the gap. So every director here has the responsibility to usher in the directors for their stations to get the returns in. So that's another thing on your plate. Then we have, regular reminders go out. We begin the coding and capturing the narrative. Then we have our group meetings where we review, the compilation. Now the compilation, we use some very basic statistical, I'm not even sure you would call it statistical in terms of being predictive, but we have formulas for how things are weighted, how things are mostly weighted to come up with a final product of that. And by weighted, I mean, is this a direct report who works with her all the time, as opposed to the PMB, which only a few of us did work directly with her, and many of us just deal with her as a source of information and decisions regarding the administration of the foundation. And then, of course, there are people who maybe she's their boss, but they don't have to work with her so much. I would put out the engineers as an example of that. They're pretty autonomous workers, although they work with her on goals and progress. So we have a whole set of formulas for weighting the value part of the review. And we weave it all together. We make it a thing. And we look at those results. Where does that leave, Stephanie Wells as an employee of the foundation? And what would we, how will we work with her, in the immediate future? And by work with her, I mean, letting her know many things like what people love about working with her, what people worry about working with her, what people, feel like they aren't being heard, yada, yada. You know, it's the feedback. She gets the feedback anonymously. I mean, whoever on the PNB is having that conversation with her, and it wouldn't just be one person, but say, for instance, it's the officers of the PNB, have that conversation with her so that she, and it's also given to her in writing, but so that she, gets the full benefit of all these people that are doing this review. And then, if she, how would we put it? If we're going to continue to keep on working with her, then we start talking about, her contract. Does she want to still keep, does she want to give us another year? Is the contract as it's written, responsibilities and benefits? Is that fair? Is she feeling, I don't believe we've changed an iota of that since she came on. But she's, definitely, has that option, has that benefit. And, we hammer out the employment contract. We also take a look at the instrument that we created, for review of her job description, and see where people are saying, we don't do this anymore. So it was hard. We couldn't evaluate on that. We don't do it anymore. So that should be a change that's in the job description. So we get our, all of our paperwork, all of our understandings, all of our procedures in order. The PNB signs off. Stephanie signs off. And we're a go.
May I intersect on a couple things?
Sure.
First of all, let me just say that Darlene is an HR professional. So she has been able to call on her understanding of California corporate code and best practices. So this is a whole process that reflects that expertise. That's one thing. Another is that when we come to the compilation and the narrative, first the personnel committee works on that, gets to agreement about it, and then it gets presented to the entire PNB in executive session. And the approval of the employment agreement, any extension, any changes in it, it requires action by the PNB, a recommendation from the personnel committee, but decision by the PNB. Let me just note that Kaja Brown has joined us, and so we'll add that. And then also, I don't know who 7473 is. Could you identify yourself?
This is me, Minerva. So I had to use this. It dropped me out, and I couldn't get back in, so I'm having to call in, but I do have you on screen as well.
Great, great, great. Thank you for sticking with it. And then I'd like to understand a little better the time frames that you're recommending, Darlene. You say start November 3rd. Is it your notion that we send out the questionnaire to the 40 people or so?
Exactly.
November 3rd. So right. Then tasks that we have, and the questionnaire that's been used before tracks the current employment agreement, and so it tracks what her job description is now.
Right. Can I just say, if we're talking about California corporate code, if everybody doesn't understand, Pacifica is a California corporation. That is where all the paperwork, the legal creation of the entity happened. Therefore, California corporate law, California labor and employment law, and GAAP, which is generally accepted accounting principles, all of those rulings bear on us. We have to use California as our legal set of standards. So that's why we keep talking about California, because that's where the corporation was created and is located. So thank you, Susan. It does go to the whole personnel committee presents our findings and our compilation and our sort of decision as to our recommendation as to approval, not approval, does go to the PNB for their stamp on it. And then we could finish the sort of legal work with Stephanie, which is signing up an employment contract and an agreement on any changes in the job description, the job specifications.
The PNB should have a good, some sense of where it's coming from, because all PNB members are strongly encouraged to fill out their questionnaires. And
they're actually required, dear. I'd like to put it that they're actually required. It is a responsibility of the directors. Thank you.
So the narrative should include those comments, which are often the most valuable parts of the whole process, should include those comments. And so a PNB member should be able to say, you may not want to acknowledge what is your comment, but your comment should help be, it should be reflected in the final document. And the final documents are confidential, go into Stephanie's personnel file. Let me also say that if we're going to have the the questionnaire ready to go out by November 3rd, then the questionnaire, the package that has been used in the past, needs to be circulated to the entire personnel committee promptly. Is the package that we used before, in which I believe, given our tight time frame and the fact that we've got the same job description, is it ready to circulate to everybody?
Yeah, I mean, it's in our files. Many of the members probably have copies in their files if they save things, because it was shared. The only thing that is never shared, and whoever runs the runs this thing should be that person. Everything is done by codes. There are no names. Once we get underway, there are no names, and there's only a code. And that key to what code number is what person is what is utterly confidential. And since I ran it the last couple of years, there is nowhere in any digital file anywhere which is a copy of that key. So, you know, nobody could slip up on that one. So thank you for letting me put that out. But the thing is, Susan, that reconciliation on the job description needs to happen right away. So we can, it's probably only going to be maybe two or three items, so that we could just update the job description, which turns into the 31, 32, however many it winds up being, questions for review. So just that's all that needs to happen. But we have, you know, we have our instruction sheet, we have our coding sheet, and we just need to make sure the job description is pristine. Let me just say, I talked to Aki Tanaka about setting up the OPA vote. The results of the, that should be, back by Wednesday the 29th. And we also should know, when our next meeting is. But folks, if you're on this committee, you're going to have extra meetings in November and hopefully only the first part of December to get this done. And it will be done if everybody is on their toes. And 4 months of meetings are going to have to be met in 6 or 7 weeks. So that means some extra, just letting you know.
So, are there questions for Darlene about the process?
And I will write this out. I am so sorry to dump all this information on you without even thinking that you might like some, you might like it written out to follow along.
So if you can distribute the package, would be very helpful. Mary Ann.
Yes, I have a question for Darlene. You may have mentioned it and maybe I missed it, but when is our evaluation due back?
Well, we're hoping to get everything in order to send out on the 3rd of November. 3 weeks later, everybody who is a reviewer needs to have that back.
Okay.
But we can do the compiling little twos and threes, can do the compiling before the end of the 3 weeks. We can start the compiling as soon as we get our first handful of returns. But the review for the reviewer's timeline is 3 weeks. The personnel committee timeline is, we should start the compiling, 2 weeks after we begin. So that's about the 17th of
what?
Of November, the 17th of November. And unfortunately, and this happens every year, two big holidays that involve time off and going away are going to happen in these 2 months. So we're going to be, let me be mundane. We're going to be busy little workers, busy bees, for, the next, from November to the middle of December.
Well,
does that help, Darian?
Well, sort of, Darlene. Now, you know, when I get that, in that packet, I will fill it out as soon as possible.
Right.
And send it back. However, you know, as I have already mentioned to our local board here, I'm going to be out of commission for a few weeks.
Oh.
Probably the first 3 weeks of August, November, I'm sorry. I'm going to be in an area that's kind of remote. So it's going to be hard for me. It's the Pacific Northwest, and I mean really north, almost up into Canada. So it's going to be very hard up there, you know, to get access to the internet. I'll do my best, you know, but, yeah. We'll see how it goes. But, you know, the first 3 weeks of November, it's going to be hard for me, but I will do what I can to finish it up as soon as I get that packet. Okay.
Okay. Will do. Thanks. And you have a companion for your station. If I may, offer her of Susan Young. So the whole idea of, you know, following up with your fellow directors for your station, can be, I'm sure, moved along with her help.
Okay. Yeah. However, I can help, understanding that all of your, numbers and comments are confidential. So that is a top priority. Are there other questions for Darlene?
This is Minerva. I have a question. Can you hear me,
Minerva?
Okay?
Absolutely.
We can hear you.
Okay. All right. When I'm looking at this document, there are some things here that changed because of the bylaws changes. Like I'm looking at number 4 under general administration. Will there be a way that someone will go in and kind of go through this and address those areas?
Yeah, that's the reconciliation process that I was talking about, and I think Susan brought up as well. So as a chair pro tem, I think Susan will be guiding, will be in charge of moving that along.
Okay, thank you.
And I suggest that our tasks are to be ready to send out the questionnaire by November 3rd, and then also give ourselves some additional meetings and time to do the reconciliation between the 2025 bylaws and the employment agreement, with an understanding that we may be modifying the employment agreement for the future to better correspond with the bylaws. I think the next item is, if we're okay to proceed, address the question of using OPA vote to elect a chair and a secretary. Is there a motion to permit us to use OPA vote?
This is Minerva. I make that motion that we use OPA vote in electing the pro tem and the secretary.
No second is needed. Is there any objection? Hearing none, we'll go ahead with that. and why don't we accept now the concept we have, and Darlene can remind me of the dates, is we can make nominations today, but can add nominations in. So if somebody says, I hadn't thought I wanted to do that, but yes, I would like to, that can happen. So Darlene, what is the idea about when the nominations will close and when the results will be available?
Sure. The nominations are going to be due by 11:59 p.m. Pacific time on Sunday, October 26th. And then we will know who's on the ballot. That those names will then go on an open vote ballot, early on Monday morning. That's the 27th. Everybody will get their open vote ballot, in email early on the 27th. And those need to be returned by 12 o'clock noon, Pacific time on Wednesday, November 29th. That was done that way by doing it by noon in case we are going to meet. We need a meeting date. It would allow us to meet on Wednesday night knowing who the chair and the secretary are in case we could get a meeting together that soon.
Did I hear you correctly? Did you say November 29th?
Or October 29th.
I'm so sorry. October. Who knows what came out of my mouth, but it meant October.
Thank you.
Thanks for the correction. So, understanding that people can volunteer or be nominated after this evening, are there nominations for chair? I will nominate myself. Are there other nominations for chair? Anybody who wishes to serve can talk to somebody or nominate yourself before the nomination date. Are there nominations for secretary? And I would like to nominate Sally. Is there...
I really don't know if I can do it on an ongoing basis. I've just got so much happening.
You got it. You got it. Understood. So I'll kind of call around and see who's willing to serve as secretary. And if there are people who wish to, I know it's a tough job, let me know. So I believe that is the election of officers part. We need to, we've already discussed tasks, which are reviewing and being ready to send out the questionnaire no later than November 3rd, and starting to review the bylaws description of the ED's job, and the employment agreement currently in place description of the ED's job. Yes.
The first thing is that reconciliation, because the job description is the number one part of the evaluation packet, because the job description, and this goes back to HR and labor law, the job description is what the person can be evaluated on. You don't come out of left field and say, well, they don't do this.
That's understood. And the point I made is she has been operating under an agreement that was executed in January. And so that is the job description that governs what she has to do.
What she has been doing this year. Yes.
Exactly.
You're right. So
we may change it for the future and look at it in terms of the changes in the bylaws, but that is not the agreement under which she has been working.
Got Got it.
So I think we're ready to go forward with the questionnaire. So I have a
piece on that, which is, as far as, you know, the tasks we're, taking on, I said I would make sure that all the NDAs have been received by Julie, and I will send out, as a separate email, the current employment contract that we're talking about. There's the contract and then there's the job description. So I'll send out the contract to everyone who's got their NDA in order. Thank you.
Great. So we'll get that done no later than tomorrow. We're expected tomorrow. Dennis.
Yeah. So based on what you were just saying, Susan, are you suggesting that the reconciliation then is actually, sort of a separate parallel process, because we don't need to reconcile in order to launch the questionnaire, because the questionnaire should be based on this year's job contract. But we do need to reconcile the position description for the future.
Yes. Okay. You stated it more clearly than I did, but is what I intended to say. Okay, so what are the days that are better for people to meet? And understanding that we may have conflicts with the PNB and with the governance committee. So November 3rd, I believe, is a PNB meeting, and October 28th, I believe, is a governance committee meeting. No.
Isn't
the 28th the National Finance Committee?
Right. KPFTX.
And is there a governance committee meeting, another one in October? I think maybe not. No. Okay. So next Thursday is an option. The third is not. Avelia.
Hello. I'm out of order. I'm wondering if it's too late to make a nomination.
Oh, sure. Go ahead.
Without being able to ask her first, Darlene, would you be interested in being secretary, or am I nominating you?
I believe that, having members of the committee serve on the committee, they should all evaluate their availability first.
That's what I thought. Okay. I just wanted to make sure. All right.
And we can have a non-PNB, non-voting secretary. Okay, Avelia, your hand's still up.
And it will lower. Thank you.
Okay. So I guess I'm asking whether October 30th is a date we can meet.
We have enough time to post that. Yes, Susan.
Sorry, we have to post right away.
We have the time to post for that. Okay. Yes.
Dennis's thumb floated up like a balloon. Okay.
Are there no objections? What are we needing to accomplish on the 30th? I'm not clear.
Yes. The 30th, I'm very bad about dates. The 30th is next Thursday. Is that correct?
Right.
That is correct.
Correct. So what are we needing to accomplish on that date? That's what I'm trying to understand.
Sure. Because we want to send out the questionnaire no later than November 3rd, and November 3rd is our next PMB meeting, I think we need to deal with the questionnaire on the 30th and start the conversation.
November 3rd is not our next meeting. You mean November 6th?
No, I'm saying October 30th permits us to agree on the questionnaire and send it out in advance of November 3rd.
Okay.
Julie.
Hodge is correct. The first Thursday in November is the 6th and not the 3rd.
But we want to get the questionnaire out by the 3rd.
Yeah,
thank you. I am a nincompoop.
Yeah, that's a different
when it comes to scheduling. So,
and let's meet on the 3rd. Keep it.
What day of the week is the 3rd? That's a Tuesday.
It's a Monday.
Yeah, we send it out. We want to send it out on the 3rd. It is Monday, and to give people 3 weeks.
So then, let me revise. Is there any objection to meeting on Monday, November 3rd?
Uh-oh.
At 8:30 Eastern Time.
Wait.
Sally?
So we would meet and send it out on the same night, is what you're saying.
I believe we should be able to do that. Darlene's going to send out the package to us all between now and then.
Okay.
And I suggest if there are questions about it, send them to me and to Darlene in advance of the meeting.
Okay.
Dennis.
Yeah, the 3rd works for me, but I will be a bit late. I have a commitment. It's on Zoom, but it goes right up until 8:30, so I may be like 10 minutes late, but I can do that day.
Great. Understood. Okay. We have the next meeting date, despite my best efforts to make it confusing, and we know what our tasks are. Are there any other items for this evening's meeting? If not, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
This is Minerva. I so move that we adjourn.
Wow, adjourn.
Is there any objection? Okay, we are adjourned at 9:43
Eastern. Yeah.
Eastern time. Thank you all for the hard work.
Ahead of schedule.
Woohoo! Okie dokie, y'all.
Good night.
Good night, everyone.
Good night. Good night, all.
Good night.